Good evening, everyone. Yay. What a worthy cause, the cause of life. I'm going to read three poems. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is such an auspicious time in our world. First, the liver god, home from the war. A sick liver brought many young bodies home, and each was nursed with liquor and fun. All honorably discharged fellows lifted a glass in honor of the organ that played a part keeping them swift, vital enough to dodge enemy bullets and friendly fire, too, shot sideways from a commander's drunken mouth. Poor boys marched into the jungle's steaming mouth, dug trenches and burrowed like rabbits in woods back home. They had no protection against the blast of napalm fire that burned to the bone and destroyed young blood fun of boys who prayed to the liver god for feet swift to burn the idea that fighting for country was honor. Not one city slickers marched off seeking glory or honor. Even ruddy cheeks answered the call from Uncle Sam's mouth. Fresh out of high school, pen to paper and Achilles swift, a contract was made with the liver god to bring boys home, half dead or not alive at all, to ruby red lips that ached for fun, to kiss boys home from the war until their bodies caught fire. Girls made love to boys who clung afraid to face enemy fire, in orgasmic flashbacks that confused duty to country as honor. Habit down the hatch kept them recalling that killing was fun, and dreams were numbed with more shots poured into tender mouths. All toasted the liver god who brought them half crazy, but home to no medical care, save the liver god drinking them cockeyed swift. Another round for poor boys whose dreams were targeted swift, one for the liver god who stuck their bodies like napalm on fire, and hi-ho, hi-ho, soldiers who brought phantom lips home, run part ghost in the thin air from a war that gave duty no honor to poor boys who rest assured on sidewalks, lived hand to mouth, and still not one poor boy can ignore the liver god that made war fun. They guzzle the slow death in hometowns to never forget fun with old soldier boys who now live amputated lives not so swift as when Uncle Sam pointed a finger and from the horse's mouth said, "We want you, poor boys, marching in direct line of enemy fire," while boys in button-down went striding off to universities of honor, trained for the day they'd be CEO of a booming business back home. Not once did Unc thank the liver god for bringing our boys home. The poor ones who sacrificed heart and body and got no honor. Cheers to the liver god that keeps them alive, still under enemy fire. My next one is an entomologic equivalent. An innocent stink bug lay with its back against the window ledge. If the poor thing had been wearing shoes, I would say boots up. But swatted down, the war goes on all over the globe. This round world bulges around its midsection. The circumference of belly varies according to appetite for hungry spirits sneaking in. The brown mammarated stink bug is up to no good. It is a menace in the garden, more maddening in the home. More and more handfuls swarm across the border on paper bag wings and centipede legs running. An artist living between genius and pervert painted a slice of corn cob and a grain of rice in the sky. A cumulus of brown buzz was layered between stratus. One star was hung high up for wish or guide. Later, a thin wiggly line of silver laced with barbed spikes was painted in, but not by the artist's hand. Fortifications have been extensive, but still the government requires an army to defend the sky. Too many bugs are stinking up the place. Brown bugs have to be kept out. That's an order, except exceptions. Except those needed to keep leaves from gathering in one voice. Except those who work the pots and pans. Except those who marry in or accidentally conceived while linens are changed. Except those shot or given a taste of electricity. their muscle contractions strong, involuntary as manslaughter. Officials confirmed that any degree of sweetness always tastes bitter to the fleeing, the belligerent, the potentially dangerous. Executives declare they must follow the strictest protocol, claim the number of stink bugs entering must be kept to a maximum of galaxies one can squish between index and thumb. The Bureau insists it can't afford to lose its edge on the war against the top invasive insect of interest. The Bureau disavows any notion of controlled airspace. Authorities further deny knowledge of covert operations known as flick of finger, send you back where you came from. My last one is a word choice, a list of sameness, but I'm going to ask you to respond as I give a call. It's like a call and response kind of thing. And you'll know it's the last line of the poem, and maybe I'll say there it is or something like that, but you should hear it. Word choice, list of sameness, fence, box in, contain, detain, think outside a wall. Ideology, position, ism, fixed. A caravan of humans is a walking orgasm. Paint, cover up, pigment, blackout. Our fixed star is no longer visible. Web, structure, design, anatomy, a body of ideas is unraveling. Fragment, piece, segment, dismemberment. Truth is carried out in manageable pieces. Fragile, breakable, frail, shell-shocked. Beings are being sold at market again. Whistle if your egg is cracking. Whistle if your egg is cracking. Thank you. Turn it over to the next poet is Malcolm Friend.